Hello, I'm Lonnie Chaplain, Lonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you today to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that you're having a marvelous day in the Lord. God is faithful. God wants to bless us, and God wants to encourage us. Today, I'd like to read a scripture out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. It says, everyone that asketh receiveth. You know, today when we go to God in prayer and we ask in faith and according to His Word, He hears us and He wants to bless us. I guess one of the greatest lessons of faith and learning how to ask and receive from the Lord, a Sunday school teacher in Augusta Road Methodist Church in Greenville, South Carolina, I heard her teach one morning. Her name was Mrs. Landrum. And Mrs. Landrum told a story that happened to her. She said that one day she was doing spring cleaning and she was very busy and had a lot of work to do and had planned to do a lot of things that day. And as she got busy in her spring cleaning, she said a knock came on her door. And when she opened her door, it was her next door neighbor's little kids. It was about three of them, she said. And she said they knocked on the door and they said, Mrs. Landrum, we're writing a letter, but we don't have a piece of paper. Can we borrow a piece of paper? She said she stopped her work and went and got them a sheet of paper and handed it to them out the door. So she got busy with her work again, and all of a sudden a knock came on the door again. And when she opened the door, it was those next door neighbors, kids again, and they said, Mrs. Landrum, we wrote our letter, but we don't have an envelope. Can we have an envelope? She said she put down her work again and went and found them an envelope and handed it to them out the door and went back to her work and said she hadn't been working and got all busy, and all of a sudden another knock came on the door. And she opened up the door, and she knew who was at the door. It was those kids again. They said, Mrs. Landrum, we've written our letter. We've addressed the envelope, but we don't have a stamp. Can we borrow a stamp? So she went inside and got them a stamp and slammed the door in their face. And she turned to her husband. She said, that's it. That's it. I am not fooling with them kids anymore today. I've got work to do. And if they come to this door again, I'm going to run them away. I am not fooling with them anymore. And she said no sooner than she spoke those words, a knock come on the door again. And she flung the door open, and there were the neighbor's kids again. And just as she was getting ready to run them away, the little girl held up her hand, and she had a little crack cup in her hand, and said, Mrs. Landrum, we made us some oatmeal, but we don't have any sugar to go in it. Mrs. Landrum says she took the cup, went in, and filled it with sugar and gave it to the kids. You know, that's how God is. He's awfully busy today. He's fed the birds. He's told the seas how far they can come. He spoke to the moon and the stars. He's made the universe, but He still has time to answer the knock of all of His children that knock on the door in faith. Listen, people, stretch up your cup in faith. God will fill your cup. God will meet your need. God will encourage you, and God will bless you. Never give up, never quit, never doubt. God wants to bless you, and God wants you to come and petition Him and believe in Him that He is going to touch you. Today I pray that you'll walk in faith, that you'll hear His Word, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. My husband always said, God is faithful. God is faithful to heal. God is faithful to deliver, and God is faithful to save. Today, if you're not a Christian, take time to give your heart and life to the Lord, and come to Him humbly and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. And He will cleanse you, and He will forgive you of all your sins and never bring it up before you again. And write your name down in glory, and you'll have a birth certificate in heaven. And let me tell you, when time comes for your soul to be required, it'll simply be, goodbye world, hello Jesus. Be ready for that day and hour that your soul is required. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. If you'd like to write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115, I would love to hear from you. God bless you today, and you pray for me as I keep praying for you. I pray that each and every broadcast will touch hearts, that many souls will be encouraged. God bless you, and thank you for listening.